It's continuing coverage of AGWSR Boys Wrestling with head coach James Abbas. Cougars end up going 0-2 here against APGC and Denver here tonight. Coach, Denver, of course, one of the better teams in all of Class 1A, you know, coming in with that number 8 ranking for a reason. 66-18, the final score. What are your biggest takeaways from, you know, wrestling some of the elite wrestlers of the state of Iowa, getting a chance to go head-to-head with those guys?
I thought our kids battled. That's all I can ask. That is a great team that you got right there, and I have a ton of respect for them. They're doing a great job with their program. But my kids, I thought every kid that went out and wrestled hard and wrestled to the best of their abilities. I'm super excited for those couple wins that we did get in that duel. Those kids, you know, wrestled good matches and excited for them. And so, Denver's a good team. I have a ton of respect for them.
And then 57-23 here against APGC. We're able to make it a little bit closer in that one, but what can you say about how your team was able to perform in that one?
Again, I overall tonight, I thought the guys came out and wrestled. We had 4 open weights tonight, and that's tough going into a duel like that. That team's got some good wrestlers there, very respectable. I'm not negative on our kids' performance tonight. I'm not measuring success right now on dual meet scores. I can't. We can't evaluate ourselves that way when we don't have a full lineup.
A couple of individuals to talk about. Keelan Urban ends up going 2-0 here at 106 tonight. Got a minute 56 pin against Denver and then minute 8 against APGC. So quick work for him, but for a senior to be wrestling at 106, certainly an advantage. You know, what can you say about his performance and, what you might expect to see, from him as we go along deeper, closer and closer to the postseason?
Well, you can say it's an advantage, but when you look at Keelan's career, actually only started wrestling last year. So some of us, if we had a senior wrestling in that 106 spot, maybe they've wrestled varsity for us for 4 years. Keelan has not. And so super excited about Keelan is just because we continue to see improvement. Every time that kid steps on a mat, you can see that he continues to improve his craft. He is like a sponge. If you show it in practice, there's times that we'll see that in the next duel and that comes out. So super proud of that kid. He works hard. Just a very nice kid, so respectful, very proud of him and what he's accomplishing there. And I'm excited to see how the season continues to progress.
You bet. Another guy who got 2 wins here tonight, Jariah Bowles at 138, gets a tech fall against APGC, and then a 4-minute 53 second pin against Denver. What can you say about his night?
He is coming back after not feeling well last week. We had a lot of guys sick last week, and he wrestled this weekend, and he wasn't quite 100% this last weekend, but definitely looking good today. And he continues to just make improvements, and that's so exciting to see. He's been a leader on this team this year.
All right, and as you get closer and closer to that district meet, of course, you got conference here coming up in just over a week as well. But what are the biggest strides that your team, you think your team is going to be able to make here over these next couple weeks before, you got to be wrestling your best? What's that look like for you guys?
And we continue to work on the fundamentals in the room every day. And these guys, they continue to piece these things together and super proud of the work that they've done this season. If you saw the effort that we put out on the mat tonight, the product that we put out, the quality of wrestling that we put out tonight, it was better than last week, and it was better than the beginning of the season by a lot. And I'm super proud of the work that these kids are putting in. We're young, we're inexperienced, but they keep getting better every day, and it shows promise for the future.
You bet. And then your bound schedule and track wrestling not quite in agreement, so is your next action going to be conference tournament then, or you got something here this Saturday?
We have JV this Saturday. We're going to go wrestle down in East Marshall. We're going to take a few guys down to East Marshall, wrestle in a JV tournament this Saturday. Yep, and then the conference tournament next weekend.
You bet. And so for those varsity guys, a lot of practice time between now and then, right? So what are you hoping to accomplish there?
There is, and we break down nights like tonight, and we look at, see what guys are, maybe where they need to work a little bit, and we try to improve those positions. And that's what you continue to try to just build on what you have and continue to make it better.
All right. Any final thoughts to share here tonight?
Thank you so much for the coverage. Appreciate it.
You bet.
it's nice to be here. This is a close one for us here tonight. So.
You bet. That's AGWSR head coach James Abbas. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll catch you at the conference meet.
Thank you.